Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The right fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librand. And now, play ball. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts in front of the plate. Carcoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Balboni reaches second base with a double. McRae moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librand fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins bunts towards the mound. Librand fields it and throws to first for the out. Karkovice moves to second. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Boston reaches third base with a triple. Karkovice scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Librand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up towards first. Moorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moorman hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Librand covering, for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 0 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. Motley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Foster reaches third base with a triple. John Cangalosi pinch runs for George Foster. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Cangalosi now playing left field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Balboni strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moorman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley. Moorman reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Karkovice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Cangalosi reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cangalosi scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.